Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
As we continue to get ready for the Super Bowl, we continue to look at the prop bet odds. These are the things that you can do if you're at a Super Bowl party with friends that, you know, aren't big football fans. You know, they're just here because it's the Super Bowl. You could talk about the prop bets. Common prop bets. Who'll score the first touchdown? Which team will score first? Which team will score last? What's the score of the game? What the score of the game will be? What the first score of the game will be, whether it'll be a field goal or a touchdown. Who's going to be the MVP? By the way, Tom Brady leading right now for MVP in the prop bets. You can discuss, will quarterback A or quarterback B have the most passing yards? The coin toss, which is always a fun one. Is it going to be heads, tails? Who's going to win the coin toss? One of the more entertaining ones is what Katy Perry will wear at halftime. And right now it's 18-1 that it's a whipped cream bikini. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is too good to even make up. One of the other prop bets, what color hoodie will Bill Belichick wear? There's red right now, gray, navy blue is an option. The other question is, will it have sleeves? So those are some of the more entertaining prop bets that can come out of Super Bowl, of the Super Bowl this weekend. My personal favorite is, how long will Idina Menzel take to do the national anthem? I missed it last year. The under won it last year. Right now it's set for 2 minutes and 1 second. That was the last. That was the last I'd heard. Was 2 minutes 1 second. The national anthem, on average, should take you between 1:45 and 1:50. And the question is: are you starting it when she sings her first verse, or first word, or when the music starts? So you got to be careful on this one. How many times will the announcers mention any form of the word deflate between the singing of the national anthem and the end of the game? Let's see. What color hair will Katy Perry have to open her first song? Right now, the favorite is brunette slash black. Red is also an option, by the way. So is purple and blue. Which song will Katy Perry begin her set with? Right now, the favorite appears to be Firework. That seems to be a pretty good one. Will Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz kiss on the lips, yes or no? Again, you can't make this stuff up. What product will be the first to air after the first play of the first quarter? Like, for instance, you know, what's the first Super Bowl commercial going to be? Will Bill Belichick be caught smiling on camera during the game? Listen, I would take the no on that without any question. Will Marshawn Lynch grab himself after scoring a touchdown? I would take the yes on that one without a thought. Will the camera catch Tom Brady and Bill Belichick hugging after the game? Will the goalpost fall down? Will there be a fan streaking? And, of course, let's be honest, you wouldn't have a Super Bowl if we weren't talking about will Katy Perry be exposed the way Janet Jackson was, And, of course, will the power go out in the stadium? Those are all some of the fun ones.
Yes.
Not to mention the regular ones. Will they go into overtime and that sort of thing?
Oh, it does. We've never had one.
No, we haven't.
Never had one. You know, I had a couple that came close, but no, have not had one yet. All right, so what are the ones we're going to go through today? Because we have to do it today. Tomorrow we're loaded with guests.
Yeah, well, the national anthem, for one.
Oh, for goodness
sakes. That's my favorite right, one. Well, you know that.
Why? Okay, whatever. Okay, okay. All right, okay.
Okay.
Today we'll do today we'll do the show the way you want to, and we'll get through it, and then we'll do the show the way I want to tomorrow.
Well, listen, here's the way I said. If you're looking for something fun to do with people at a Super Bowl party that aren't football fans, this is something you can do.
Sorry, that's why I don't go to these things anymore.
All right, you probably don't have any friends who aren't football fans, so it may not work for you.
Well, no, I have gone to Super Bowl parties before. Now, I'm someone that loves to have a good time. I love being around people all the time and so forth. You know, sometimes I feel like I should have a press conference beforehand so I can answer all the questions first.
I'd like to answer all your questions right now. And okay, now begin the party.
Okay. Now I can enjoy the party myself. But,
Steve, do you know anything about that recruit that they just talked about?
I know. It's, yeah. And exactly.
You should walk in saying, the answers are no, yes, I can't talk about it yet, and I'll find out when he gets here.
I know, and I'll struggle with that sometimes. I mean, you're trying to be as friendly as possible with everybody, you know, but there is some point that you personally would like to have a good time, okay? And I struggle, and I've gone to a couple Super Bowl parties over the years, and I don't find them enjoyable at all.
Well, see, that's why you're now sitting in front of your fireplace watching the game.
Right. The food is really good.
Oh yeah.
And look, and everybody's really nice in the whole thing. But at the same time, it's a big game, and I want to watch a big game, and dial in and watch the big game. If there's a group of three, four, five people. Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. We're all dialed in watching the game together, making comments here and there, whatever. The national championship game, Jeff Tarman, Tony Mancuso, Dave Baker, and I watched it in Bloomington. We were going to be there because Penn State was playing at Indiana the next night. So we watched the game in Bloomington. Well, the four of us had a good time watching the game together. But we were all dialed in watching the game.
Well, there's a very good chance if you go to a party, though, there'll be somebody that is not a Super Bowl or not a football fan.
What are you talking about? You go to it, vast majority of people are standing around talking and doing whatever and not watching the game.
That's very true. That's very true.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Zero. That's why it's a party. You're having a good time, and it's a party. That's fun. I understand that. And so that's not the, except for me, the enjoyable part is actually the game.
My wife's worried about when the next commercial's coming on.
Exactly, and that's fine. And again, to each his own. To me, the enjoyable part is actually the game. And just like, and everybody's different. Some people love watching because they love the commercials, and the commercials are well done. These are the start of the ad campaigns for the next 6 months for these companies, so they have thrown a lot of thought and money into these commercials. That's why they are so good and why they're so clever and evoke emotion and so forth. And people love the commercials. That's great. People love the prop bets and have fun with that. It's like playing a game within the game for some people. I think that's great too. But those two things aren't my bag. Okay, so I'm different, and I know I'm the outcast in all this. I mean, I understand that. You know, you are always telling me, oh, you're just different.
Well, you know, there used to be a game, and I wish I could find it or find the name. I had it when I was probably early teens, and my dad and I would do this for game for football games that we didn't care about. You literally had an entire board of different bets, like, will the next play be a running play? Will it be over 5 yards? You know, who called the first time out? And you'd have all these bets laying on the board, and that's how you would, you'd have no idea what's going on in the game, but the idea was who would actually make the correct bets. So maybe that's why I love these little prop bets and side bets so much, because I used to do that for some of these games.
But to each his own on that. And that, I mean, and that's fine. If that's how you enjoy the game, that's great. If you like glancing over once in a while, and that's great too. If you like, you know, if you want to hang around the chip bowl,
the guac
the,
bowl,
the keg or whatever, fine. Right? I'm the guy in the room that likes to really watch the game. Thus, going to a party is not really. It's also my day off too. And I think everyone knows I'm very fortunate. I don't get a lot of those. So I want to watch the game, and I don't want to watch the pregame show. I don't want to watch any of the other stuff. You know, 6:15, get me in there. God bless America. National anthem. Run them out there. Play. You're rolling your eyes.
No, I'm just thinking, what is it that you do for the entire day until the game starts?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, because let's face it, even here on WKOK, the pregame starts at 2 o'clock.
Well, I'll watch some college basketball. I'll do that. If there's a college basketball game on, I'll catch that. I'll do some work ahead, start working on Penn State and Maryland. That'll be the next thing I have to do. So I'll get some of that work done Sunday. And for all I know, I'll be shoveling out something on Sunday, so I have no idea. No idea. But I'll probably watch another game somewhere. There's a game on somewhere, an NHL game, a college basketball game, something. I mean, I want to watch something with action. I don't want to watch talking heads.
Actually, Dan Patrick talked about that today. He said Saturday they will actually start, I think it's at 10 a.m., and right. They will run through a rehearsal, a live rehearsal of the entire pregame.
No,
it's like 4 or 5 hours.
And, you know, why are they doing this? Well, the reason they're doing this is you can sell it. You can sell it for a lot of money. Why do we do an hour and a half pregame show of Penn State football? Well, there are designated areas in the game where you can put commercials in. I think we get like 4 a quarter. But you can sell a lot more in the pregame and the postgame. Because that's open time.
I thought it was because everybody just wanted to talk to Jack Ham.
I'm sure they do, but that's the reason it's an hour and a half. Because it was an hour and a half before we ever got there. Which, by the way, was back in the 90s, believe it or not. Can you believe that?
I know.
Can you believe that?
I interviewed you both when you both got the gig.
Yeah. Huh.
With no goes in to neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Snowbusters!
And we've got the Snowbusters right here at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia.
Make tracks in an all-wheel drive 2015 Sportage LX starting at $22,389. And we have a great inventory to choose from. Or how about our blizzard-busting 2015 all-wheel drive Sereno starting at $24,983 with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months. And we've got 27 to choose from. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come see the Snowbusters at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. SMC, selling more cars, satisfying more customers for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. All applicable Kia customer rebates apply. KMF bonus cash and financing to well-qualified customers.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Steve, taking a moment during the break to analyze the prop bets in detail and research them so he's ready to go. Lots of interviews coming up tomorrow on the program, getting ready for the Super Bowl. Obviously, the big bet is whether it's going to be New England or Seattle. That's what everybody is really discussing right now. Found it funny, though, that the college football, I believe next year, the college football national championship is being played in a stadium named after a university that has no football team. Just thought that was funny. See, it's the little things like that that I find amusing.
Oh, brother.
It's just the little things like that that I find amusing.
Things I don't think of.
No, but
I just
think about how much more you think about now, thanks to me. Think of all the great things you have to think about now, thanks to me.
Do you want me to answer that?
You say, I've heard you many times saying, I've never thought about that. See? There you go. I'm bringing a whole new world to you.
That's not how I said it.
That's the way I heard it.
You wanted, okay, let's go through the prop bets. Okay. And mark them down. See how we do.
All right. Well,
do a whole bunch of them here. I mean, might as well have some fun. This is the show you've always wanted to do.
Hang on. I got to find some paper.
This is the show you've always wanted to do. Like yesterday when I did the announcer rankings. I've always wanted to do that. You'd make fun of me if I did it.
I said I've always wanted to be on that list.
Oh.
Here's one. You and I...
See, but this is what I was talking about the other day, though. All right? For example, I know it's really important for teams and leagues to have you root for their team or to root for their players. I mean, it's very important in their marketing that you attach yourself. Now, you're a deep-seated Steelers fan. You bought Troy Polamalu's jersey. You bought your son Jerome Bettis' jersey, correct?
Yes. It doesn't fit him anymore, but he still has it.
No, but you know what I'm driving at.
No, I know exactly.
But this is what they want. And it always bothers you that I don't think that way.
Well, see, that's the balance in this program. I do. Like, for instance,
And I totally get that. My point is this, okay? For me, and you're around people enough, I don't know Tom Brady or Marshawn Lynch. Don't know him. I mean, Lynch, don't know him. But I know Gary Gilliam. And I know Jordan Hill. Okay? So I want, now Hill can't play in the game. He's on IR. But the number of times, for example, because Gary was hurt a lot when he was here. So Gary would be on the sideline with me because there aren't many people at practice. With that football, always telling me, hey, I'm a tight end, I catch the ball, over and over. So, I mean, that's a personal story to me. You were mentioning Lance Armstrong the other day. I don't care about Lance Armstrong. Why? I don't know. You go out last year and were awarded by the PAB and the AP in your category, in your division, as the top play-by-play guy in the state. I couldn't tell enough people how proud I was of you. Why? You're one of my best friends. I'm proud of you. I think it's awesome what you did. That has meaning. Dick Girardi was put into the U.S. Basketball Writers Association Hall of Fame. I flew out to Dallas in April for it. Why? That means something. That means something to me. Since I was a little kid, I was a New York Giants fan. Harry Carson going to put into the Hall of Fame. I don't know him. No interest in going. Zero. Pedro Martinez is going to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, I saw him pitch a lot in person. He was incredible for the Red Sox. And when I watched him pitch, I think he won every game I saw him pitch in person. But it just turned out by happenstance I happened to see him. Am I going to go to Cooperstown to watch him inducted? No, I don't know him. My emotional attachments are drawn to people I've met or I know. I mean, Joe went into the Hall of Fame in 2007. So I went to New York. And went to that get-together because he was going in. I know him. And that's a big part of it, is that these are people that I've developed. And thus, you darn right I want to be there. These are people I deeply care about. I felt badly I couldn't be at your thing when I had to do the show that day. I felt badly I couldn't be at when you received your honor. Even if it meant they were just handing you a certificate. I felt badly about that. Because that was really important to me. That you were honored like that. I don't care if, like, for example, Tom Brady. What do you think he'll do with his legacy? I don't care what he does with his legacy. I don't know the guy. You fault that attitude.
When Jerome Bettis gets into the Hall of Fame this year, and when he's inducted this summer, I will go. Now, I don't know him.
And I'm not criticizing you for doing that.
No. And I know that. I don't know him, but I hope to meet him.
Yes, the police were wondering the same thing.
Pardon me, Mr. Bettis. Can you sign this bus for me?
I wonder how many times he's been asked that.
Oh, I can't even think. I cannot even think about how many times.
Yeah,
my aunt used to work at a bank in Pittsburgh and in the 70s, and almost the entire Pirates team had their accounts there.
Oh. So you told me this.
Yeah, she saw Stargell and Parker on a regular basis. So it's like, right. It was nothing for her to see. He comes in quite a bit.
Yeah.
I said, did you ever get an autograph? No, only on the checks that he's depositing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, you and I kind of chatted about this at the after the show yesterday. One of the most popular prop bets, obviously, is the coin toss. And it's one of the easiest because it's a 50-50 thing.
And in the Super Bowl, it has been a 50-50 thing.
It has been. Heads and tails are in a dead heat, 24-24.
This is pretty dramatic. It breaks the tie. I mean, I'll be on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, this will break the tie.
Stupid me. I'm just wondering who gets the ball first.
Well, the team's winning the toss. Here's where it gets even more interesting, Steve. You ready for this? Teams winning the toss have gone on to win 24 of 48 Super Bowls. Heads and tails turned up an even 12 times. So do the math. 24 times it's been heads, 24 times it's been tails. The team winning the toss have gone on to win half the Super Bowls. Heads and tails came up 12 times each. On those 24 teams that have won the Super Bowl, it truly is a 50-50 deal. Now, you can't imagine that would have happened. I mean, really. You would think that one would have outweighed the other.
I don't think of such things.
I do. By the way, the Steelers, in their 6 Super Bowl victories, they won the toss just once. Tails, that was in Super Bowl 9. Opponents winning the toss with heads are 1-4 against the Steelers on Super Sunday. Save that one for next year when the Steelers are in the Super Bowl. We'll bring that one back. Sorry, I was channeling my Ryan in me there for just a moment.
I feel like a hostage. All right.
All right, here you go.
You may continue.
Heads, tails. It's a 50-50 deal.
Sure, I'll go with tails.
I think I like heads in that
one. That's great. Let's do it. Who cares? Do you even think I'll even pay attention to these?
No. Who's going to win the coin toss?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Let's see. Seattle will get to call it. And so Seattle will get the call. They'll call tails.
I'll take New England on that one. I think New England wins the coin toss. Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game?
I feel like I'm circling a fog in the airport. I'm picking New England to win the game, so it really doesn't. I don't care.
Well, then all right, you have Seattle winning the coin toss, so the team that win the coin toss, you take no.
Okay, whatever.
And I have Seattle winning the game, and I have New England winning the coin toss, so let's see. I would take no. But you have Seattle winning it, don't you? Yeah, so you have. All right, so you're, yes.
I have New England winning it.
No, well, then you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I don't know. Just go to the next one.
Now you got me confused.
Yes, I know. 3 years ago.
What color will the Gatorade or liquid be that's dumped on the head coach of the winning team? You have a choice of...
There are two words running through my mind right now. Okay? And the two words are running through my mind are hard liquor.
Okay. I was thinking, who cares? But okay, I got you.
That may be what I need to get through the next hour and 12 minutes.
So here are your choices. Right now going off at 3-2 is orange. Yellow is 5-2. Clear or water is 3-1. Blue is 15-2. Red is 15-2, and green is 10-1. In the last 15 Super Bowls, it has never been blue, it's never been red, and it's never been green. It has been purple, though. Twice, as a matter of fact. The Giants in 46 and Super Bowl 37 with Tampa Bay.
Hard liquor.
I'm going with water on that one.
Oh, great. Sure.
I'm going with
water. I'll go orange, really. I don't know.
Well, I think orange is a good choice. You know, 44, 45 were both orange. So was 48 with Seattle.
What am I doing?
How many times will deflated balls be referred to during the game? The over-under is 2.5.
Once.
You know, I think it'll be twice.
One time, and that'll be it.
Now, this is during the game. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see it one time, maybe two. But I think the under is going to be the winner in that one at 2.5. Of course, we also have how long will it take Idina Menzel to sing the national anthem? The over-under is 2 minutes and 1 second. Now, I've researched this. On average, the national anthem will take, if you sing it straight through without, you know, extending any notes, about 1:50.
You know, Seattle, one of the keys to them is they play cover 3.
Yeah, but Idina Menzel doesn't play cover 3. She sings the national anthem.
Yeah.
Under
and
2.
Guess what?
I'm going to say
what
under.
I just talked about, it determines a winner.
I'm going with the under.
I'll go over because
just to
it'll
be just contrary, be
just something to torture me.
By the way, for this bet, it's when she starts her first word, to when she ends the last note. So if there's any beginning orchestra in the beginning, it doesn't count. It's when she starts singing.
Last year, you texted me the time. I looked at my phone, and I put my phone away.
the other one, this is one that I don't like. Will she forget or omit at least one word of the U.S. national anthem? I don't like that one. I don't like that's not a fun prop bet. That's too negative. Here's one you'll like. Will Marshawn Lynch grab himself after scoring a touchdown?
And we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, tomorrow, just for a change of pace, we're going to talk sports.
Well, that's not going to be fun.
Dick Girardi tomorrow. Wayne Larrabee, the play-by-play voice of the Green Bay Packers. Tomorrow we'll have Pete Jensen, NHL.com, and Adam Amin from ESPN, all on tomorrow's show.
Well, if you're just going to talk sports, I'm just taking the day off.
I can... I can argue that you're doing that today.
I was going to say, you already started it. You might as well finish it.
All right, keep going.
Let's see. What will be higher?
Because this is the most excited I've heard you in a while.
What will be higher, Russell Wilson's passing yards or the national average gas price in cents on Monday? I can't make this stuff up. Which will be higher, Russell Wilson's passing yards or the U.S. national gas price average in cents on Monday? That could be a tough one.
No, he'll have more passing yards than that.
I think so, too. If it was a year ago, maybe not.
He'll have over 250. He had more than that last year. He had over 200 last year.
Yeah, but the gas price was higher, so the gas price won last year.
Yeah, I know. I think that's when it's $3.80 a gallon. I think nobody thinks that you're going to get $3.80.
And the best one of the bunch, by far, where you could throw Groundhog Day in as a parlay. Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow and the Patriots win. Punxsutawney doesn't see his shadow, the Patriots win. Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow and the Seahawks win. Or he doesn't see a shadow in the Seahawks, and the Seahawks win. So there you go.
How about he escapes and gets hit by a car?
Oh, that's cold.
Can you ever drive along some of the roads of Punxsutawney?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this past
seems to be a few relatives of Phil hanging around on the side of the road.
I actually visited Gobbler's Knob this fall.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
We took a trip to Indiana, to IUP, and I said, well, we're this close. We might as well stop. So I drive up. They had an event going on there at the lodge, but we actually saw Gobbler's Knob, and I was surprised at how small of an area it was. I took a couple of pictures, and Daniel's comment was, why are we here again?
I love that kid. He gets it. I've been to Punxsutawney 6 times.
Never seen the Knob.
No.
The only thing that he remembered from it was he couldn't get Pennsylvania polka out of his head the rest of the day.
See, I love going places that have some history to them.
You know? Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, Lexington, Concord, Boston, Philly.
After watching Sons of Liberty on History Channel, I want to go see Lexington Concord.
Well, I know that like the back of my hand. That's where my mother grew up. She grew up in Lexington. My godmother, her house is 4 houses off the green where the Battle of Lexington took place.
By the way, one parlay bet, or one prop bet rather, is over. Will Marshawn Lynch be fined by the NFL for any incident on media day? It appears the answer to that was no.
No, they talked about the hat, but the hat was actually from a league sponsor. And you asked before the break whether he would do something lewd on the field. No, he will not.
I think he will.
No, I don't. I think he.
I hope he doesn't, but I think he will.
No, I think he fears being fined. That's why he showed up at all the press conferences this week. I don't think he wants to be fined.
That's what he keeps saying.